Penguin Random House Audio presents Front Row at the Trump Show by Jonathan Carl. Read for you by the author.
For Maria, Emily, and Anna. I didn't have his phone number, so I dialed the one listed in the phone book for the Trump Organization. "Can I speak to Donald Trump?" I asked. It was an audacious call. I had been working as a reporter in New York City for less than a year. I had never met the man, and at this moment, Trump's home and office were the epicenter of the most intense media frenzy I had ever witnessed. "What do you want?" The woman on the line was Norma Federer, Trump's longtime gatekeeper, and someone so integrally involved in all of his dealings, business and personal, that the New York Times had reported a few years earlier, some suspect she runs the company. At this point, all I knew about Donald Trump was what I had read in the newspapers or seen on television, but I figured I knew enough to say exactly the right thing to get him on the phone. It was August 1994, and the public was fixated on the tabloid story of the decade. Michael Jackson had just secretly married Lisa Marie Presley, the king of pop, together with the daughter of the king of rock and roll. And the newlyweds, who had not yet been spotted together in public, were trying to stay out of sight right in the middle of Manhattan at Trump Tower. The news had brought a mob of paparazzi, Michael Jackson fans, Elvis Presley fans, and a parade of onlookers hoping to catch the first glimpse of the married couple. So many people had surged to Trump Tower that the NYPD had cordoned off the sidewalks around the building, forcing the growing crowd to watch from across the street. I was a 26-year-old reporter more interested in...